Now, You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Informative and entertaining car advice that you need. And your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you live broadcast the 30th of November, the last day of November, getting ready for the Christmas holidays. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving. All right, so let's talk to some folks, because that's what we do. I'm Dave Serio, and this is Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Once again, good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. I hope you had a great
good
Thanksgiving.
Yes, we did.
Good.
Matter of fact, we went out to eat, and then that way you can just get up and leave.
There you go. Don't have to worry about cleaning up. Don't have to worry. All you got to do is tip. That's it, you know? But you're a good
exactly tip. Right.
That's no problem. So you
exactly
had a great Thanksgiving, and I hear that
yep
you were at Hunt Valley Horsepower today. How many cars were out there today?
Oh, probably about 200 today.
Good, good. For a cold morning,
yeah,
that's not bad. Got a little nipply,
nope,
so you went into the old Iron Rooster, huh?
Yeah, we did. We had the kind of were after Thanksgiving hungry, so we went in and had some breakfast this morning.
There you go. Very
yeah
good. For those of you that are listening that aren't familiar with Hunt Valley Horsepower, even though it's not right down the street from where you may be listening to right now, it is well worth the trip once in a while to go there. It's an every Saturday morning event that happens at the Hunt Valley Town Center, about 10 miles north of Baltimore, and it is unbelievable. It is the largest of its kind. If you consider that to be a cars and coffee type of event, it is the
yep
largest of its kind year-round. Every single Saturday morning, unless it's extremely inclement weather, they meet out at the Hunt Valley Town Center. Anywhere from 50 cars to 800 cars show up. It's really incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's an unusual event. Like I said, unless the roads are unsafe, there's somebody there.
Right. And it's a lot of fun. I've
yep
been there a number of times myself, even though Will decided it was a great timing to do it exactly the same time as my radio show. But
yeah,
I got to work out there a couple times and really enjoyed myself.
Yep.
Yep.
Good.
All right. So, anywho, what are we talking about today, mister?
Well, we're going to talk about clay bars and what they do and what they're used for, because every time somebody brings a car in, they go, like, do you use a clay bar? So I don't know if people understand exactly what a clay bar is used for, so that's what we'll talk about.
Well, they want to find out if you know your business. If you go, what's a clay bar, they know they're in trouble, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, explain to the folks who don't know what
okay
a clay bar is and what it's used for, mister.
Well, clay bars, when they first came out, were used in body shops, and it was called overspray clay. So if they, for example, painted your front fender and got some paint overspray on the door, instead of trying to buff it off or sand it off, you could spray some lubricant on the panel and rub this clay bar on it, and it would take the overspray off without damaging the paint. So then detailers started getting a hold of it, and then it's got to the point now where they sell it everywhere. So what it is used to remove the dirt from the surface of the car that sticks to the car after you washed it. Things like tree sap, road tar, bug remnants, and bird poop remnants, things like that that just don't wash off. So you want to remove those before you wax the car, because you don't want to wax over dirt. You want to wax over a nice clean surface. So you take the clay bar, and if it comes in, if you get a kit, which we recommend from any of the big box stores, that some of the kits will come with one large piece of clay. Some of them will come with three small pieces of clay. If you have the one large piece of clay, you want to tear that into thirds, because you don't need to use the whole bar at one time. And then if you drop the clay bar, you need to throw it away.
Huh?
So if you have it in thirds,
wait.
To throw it away.
We got to know the rules of that. Come on, Mike. Really? You got to throw it away?
Yeah, the dirt on the floor is completely different than what's falling on your car in most cases. But you'll never be able to get that dirt out of the clay. So
oh,
you want to throw that piece away. And if you've used a great big piece of the whole bar, then you've just wasted your money. So
see,
you tear the big bar into thirds, or use one piece of a pack that comes in threes, which
see,
some
I
of
thought,
them do.
I thought automatically, if no one saw you drop it, that everything
no
was okay.
No, don't look over your shoulder and see if Dave or I were looking. So just throw it away.
Okay.
And then what you want to do is follow the directions and
uh-huh
use plenty of lubricant that will come in the kit, or if you just buy a clay bar, read the directions, and it'll tell you what to use for lubricant.
Okay.
And spray like we'll take an example of the roof. Spray the roof with the lubricant and go back and forth. Just gently rub the clay on the car back and forth, and you'll hear, if you have a lot of dirt on the paint, you'll hear like a sandpaper sound, and then that will go away, and that means that you've taken that dirt off the clay. So then you take do that section at a time, and you look at the face of the clay that was down on the paint, and you'll see it got dirty. So you want to roll the clay back up into a ball and then flatten it out again, and then continue that around the whole car. Now, if you get to the point where when you're folding the clay and rolling it in a ball and you flatten it back out again, you can't get a clean surface, that's when you throw that piece of clay away, and that's no good. And then once you do it, you'll be like, why haven't I done this all along? Because the car will be so smooth, and it'll give a really nice reflection, and your wax and your sealants and will last much longer. So, because they'll be on bare paint, they won't be on top of dirt.
Very good. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. Plus, also, I believe you have a major car show announcement to take care of, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that sounds good. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop, he'll be back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't lie. You knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear.
Always remember you took my best friend, and away you did go. Him so. Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone.
Classics from Hee Haw. Where, oh, where are you tonight? I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means Free Talk 930 WFMD's You Oughta Know. Let's get Mike Lambert back up on the phone. Michael, are you there, sir? Mike, are you there? Let's try and get Mike up on the line. There we are, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I apologize for having you there for a second, laying in limbo there. So we talked about the clay bars. We talked about how important they are.
Yep.
Okay. And one other thing I'd like to mention about clay bars. There are a lot of people who are not familiar with them, have never used them. What is the one thing to avoid as the first time use that would be the wrong way to apply them?
Not using the lubricant.
Okay.
I have seen people try that. The clay bar will just stick to your paint, okay? You have to use the lubricant and use lots of it. And it's just very, very easy. And remember, you're not trying to sand the paint off the car. You just want to let the lubricant and the clay bar glide over the surface of the car, and it will do the work for you.
Now, lubricant, are we talking just water, or are we talking about some type of...
Basically a spray detailer. A lot of the kits come with whatever lubricant they recommend.
Right.
You can, and you also, which I forgot to mention, you can do this on the car after you wash it and leave it wet. You can do it then, or you can do it when the car is dried off. Either way, whatever's easier for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it will make no difference. The one thing about clay bars is that people really think is like it takes scratches out. The clay bar does not polish the paint. It just removes the dirt from the paint. So that's what you have to remember.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And talk about this car show. What we got going?
Okay, we have the 30th Annual East Coast Indoor Nationals Car Show at the Timonium Fairgrounds, and that is Saturday, December the 7th from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, December the 8th from 9 till 4. Adults are $15, Children 11 to 15 are $10, and children under 10 are free. And you need to be reminded that this is cash only. There's no ATMs available, and they don't take cards. So it's cash only to get in. And then there'll be over 300 vehicles. Some really, really nice stuff shows up to this show.
Oh, absolutely.
And over 75 vendors. And food and beverages, obviously, are available. But it's a really, really nice show, and it's indoors, so you don't have to worry about the weather. And they always get some really nice cars.
Yep, and, you know, it's a primo show, no doubt about
it.
It is probably, I'm going to say probably out of all the shows that I go to, which are normally outside shows, this probably has the greatest selection of cars than any of them in one place.
Yeah, it's all kinds of cars. It's everything from the imports to the Pro Street race cars. So it's a little bit of everything for everybody.
Right. Very good. Well, I hope everybody gets a chance to go there. There is a cost.
Yeah.
It is not free, but it is well worth the price, and it's great for family.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll spend a lot of time there. I mean, I remember the last time I went there, I was there about 2.5 hours, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you really want to walk around, take your time and look and you know, get something to eat and all, it's 2.5-3 hours. It's easy, and it's, like I said, it's good for the family. There's plenty of room to walk around, so it's really good.
All right. Let's talk about one more thing before you leave, and that's coatings,
sure.
Something that we talk about a lot here on the show, but still there are a lot of people not familiar with them. The coatings that you install are Modesta, which is a company that does probably about maybe 4 or 5 tiers of coatings that are available to the professional.
Well, they have coatings designed for the world.
Right.
The different environments of the world. So we have chosen two of their coatings that seem to work really well for our area. And they're really not different tiers. They're all equal. Some of their durability is a little bit longer than others. But the Modesta is one of the first companies in the United States, and they've been around for a long time in Japan.
Right.
And we like them because they make their own. They're not relabeled products. And their customer service is excellent. They train you really well, and they're real particular about who installs their coatings. So there's not 4 or 5 people in Maryland. We're the only company in Maryland that can provide it. And in each state, there's probably 1 or 2 people at the most.
Right.
So they're real exclusive. It's thicker, harder, and stronger than anything else on the market. And I don't say that because I sell it, because we didn't sell it for a long time. But it's the best we've ever used in the last 7 years.
Well, I tell you, I've got it on 2 of my cars, the Modesta, plus also I have a couple of other brands that you used to install on some of the other cars. I've been happy with all of them. Every coating that you have installed on my cars has lasted. They've only been there once. Well, my Striker Red Viper, you did a second coating on that because you wanted to put the Modesta on there. But the other cars have had just whatever company you were dealing with at the time, and they're just fantastic. I mean, I never have to wax my cars, and they're still all in very good shape. Of course, they're garage queens. I mean, they go out on the weekends and go out during the week, but they aren't everyday use. But they really, just an exceptional job.
Well, we appreciate that, but it's the coatings are, to make it really, really simple, coatings are waxes and sealants on steroids. Okay, they just last longer. They don't wear off, and they protect better. So that's basically the simple way to put it. And again, with the coatings, like we always talk about, you got to find somebody that knows how to polish paint, because they will make the car look worse if you don't polish the paint correctly.
Yeah, they bring out everything, including the imperfections.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like a magnifying glass because it's clear. It doesn't fill anything in like waxes and sealants do. So that's the big thing I tell people, is look for somebody that insists on correcting the paint first. There are companies out here that will just put a coating on a car just to do it. So you have to find a company that insists that we will correct the paint before we do a coating, or we won't do it, which is what we do here. I mean, we correct the paint and then we do the coating. If you don't want the paint corrected, we won't do a coating.
Correct. I mean, you know, you wanted to go out there with your name on it to look good.
Right.
And people
exactly.
Should, you know, I can only tell you this, folks. If you deal with Mike, all you have to do is listen to Mike and you'll be fine. He's never going to steer you in the wrong direction. I've known him for years, and he's done work on my cars. He's done work on my friends' cars. He's done work on my customer cars, and I have never had a complaint. So it's as simple as that.
Well, that's good to hear. We appreciate that. And we just, you know, like you said, we're real proud. Lena and myself are very proud that our name's on the car when it leaves here. So if you have a problem, you call me. There is no, with Modesto, there is no official written warranty because once you leave here, I can't guarantee how you're going to take care of it.
Right.
But if you think there's a problem with the coating, we certainly will take care of it.
But I can tell you one thing is there's nothing to take care of, to be honest with you. I mean, yes, there's some things you can do, and that always aggravates you when I say that. But literally, my cars are just washed with water. That's all I've done since.
I know. And it hurts me in my heart to hear that.
I know. But, you know, it's a situation where they come out looking great. I mean, I take good care of my cars. I don't use anything on them that would scratch them. Eventually somebody's going to scratch them. They're just driving through the air does. But, I mean, generally speaking, I take good care of them and I wash them down and they look great at the shows. They do.
Yeah, you still have to maintain your car.
Yes.
There's nothing out there. I don't care what anybody at the dealerships tell you or you've seen the as seen on TVs, never wash your cars again.
Right.
You have to maintain your car.
Absolutely.
It's just the coatings make it so much easier and they just hold up so much longer.
They do. They protect it, no doubt about it. Love it.
Yep.
Well, Mike, thanks for being part of the show today. Your contact information is 410-833-1632. The website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. And you also should be following Mike and Lana Lambert on Facebook and Instagram at The Shine Shop Auto Detailing. Well worth it. You'll get a lot of before and after pictures and find out about problems that people have had at dealerships or other places that have had other detail shops and that Mike will straighten out and correct, because you probably do about 30% of just straightening up everybody else's problems.
Oh, it's more than that. We see it on a daily basis. And most of the damage I see is from dealerships and other detail shops.
Yes.
The rest of it, and that's probably 80 to 90%. The rest of it is usually just from poor washing techniques. That's all.
There you go. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We're glad you had a great Thanksgiving and look forward to the Christmas holidays.
My pleasure, Dave. I always look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Mike Lambert from The Shine Shop. I'm Dave Sirio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Phone lines are open. Give me a call. We'd love to get you on the air. Got a question about auto repair, buying and selling information, anything to do with the automobile business. Feel free to give me a call. Toll free, 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's a toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. Live programming today, November 30th, and I would love to talk to you. Be back in just a few moments with your phone calls and a whole lot more. I'm Dave Sirio. This is Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
I'm gonna put the radio on your favorite song. I'm gonna crank it on up and get you singing along. Hey, hey, all right.
It was just the first exotic place that popped into my head.
Well, then, where are you from?
Isn't the accent obvious?
You mean you're from
Yugoslavia?
Hey, this is a fascinating story, really, and I mean that. But in the interest of time, what the hell is the case?
Your Honor, the Wheelers were arrested for selling food without a license.
We had no idea you needed a license to sell food, Your Honor.
It's not that way in Sarajevo.
No, I'll bet it's not.
We sold all our earthly possessions just to start this business, Your Honor.
The pickup truck, all the livestock.
Granny even wanted us to sell her wheelchair, but Bob wouldn't hear of it.
Well, isn't really a wheelchair.
It isn't.
No, sir. We strapped her Barco lounger to a furniture dolly.
Stop the world, I want to get off.
Okay, let me get this straight. You sold everything that you own in the world except the Barco Lounger, and then you went out and bought a restaurant.
No, sir. A hot dog cart.
You sold everything you owned for a hot dog cart?
Yes. It was a dream come true.
However, our good fortune soon took a turn for the worse.
Here it comes.
As the officer was arresting us, the storm hit.
And a really large wind came. You had that big umbrella up, and it
scooped up our weenie wagon, yes. Up it went.
Until it was nothing more than a teeny weeny tiny little dot in the sky.
And then it was gone.
Well, thank God no one was hurt.
Yeah. Everything turned out fine with Granny, too.
Oh, the one in the wheelchair?
Mm.
What was she doing?
Oh, about 80, 85.
The show is Night Court and the Wheelers. That's Brent Spiner, by the way, for Star Trek The Next Generation fans. He was the character in the Wheelers, but I'll tell you, what a funny show. Night Court. From Talk Radio on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Great to be with you. Let's talk to some folks on the radio. I'm Dave Serio. Who do we have here from out there? Oh, we got a dial tone. We don't want to have that. Well, anyway, we had a gentleman from Mount Airy. He's welcome to give us a call back, and we'll get him on the air. I'm Dave Serio. Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's see if we've got him now. Try that one more time. Hi, this is Dave Serio. Who do we have on the air?
Hi, it's Ken from Mount Airy.
Hey, Ken, we're sorry we lost you. We apologize. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Good. How can I help you today?
I was trying to call in before Mike got on the air. The first question might be more appropriate for him.
Okay.
But what does he recommend to get that wheel weight adhesive off of the aluminum wheels? Of course, once you have the wheels rebalanced, rotated, You've got this gooey mess to clean up where the wheel weights were.
I think it's going to be a product like Gooby Gone. There's a number of products out there now that you can find at your big box stores that will sell different type of products that get the rubber off and also the stick 'em, like from bumper stickers and things like that. One of the products I had was Goo Be Gone. It literally said that. And But there are a number of them out there. Just make sure that it's okay for your aluminum wheels, which it should be. But and then just using a detailer or after that, we should take care of it. But if you want to give Mike a call, I can give you his phone number, and you can call.
All right.
He'd be more than happy to answer that for you. His phone number is 410-833-1632.
All right. The next question I had, and I don't know if you're familiar with it, but In Walmart, they've been posting these signs very prominently in the automotive department that advertise motor oil, castor oil, edge. And the signs say it's three times stronger than Mobile One against viscosity breakdown. Now, I've got a couple vehicles, SUV and a pickup truck, and I've always used Mobile One, had no problem.
So have I.
But I'm wondering how they could make a claim like that. Now, the small print said it's tested in 5W30 grade.
Right.
But how could they claim that it's three times better than Mobile One for viscosity breakdown?
I'm not sure. I've had no problems with Mobile One. I've used it all my adult life when it comes to synthetic oils. Everybody knows they were really the first big national brand that came out with full synthetic and that everybody is aware of. But I've had no problems. So in saying that, I assume they're talking about heat, but I don't know how they come up with a rating of three times. If you're talking about heat, there's no way that it would handle three times the temperature that they handle. And if they're talking about time, I can't imagine that either. So I'm not sure. I would say that it would probably be, I don't want to use the word exaggerated, but that is an incredible thing to say when you're talking about either time or temperature. Now, if they're talking about another factor that they don't mention in the advertising, I'd like to know what they're talking about. But the only two things that I'm worried about when I have synthetic wool in my car is the time that it's in there, how long will it last, and the temperatures it will handle under, you know, conditions of driving. So I don't have an answer for you, unfortunately.
Well, I was curious. Of course, I wasn't going to run out and throw out all my Mobil 1 and go to Castrol because right. I feel the same way you do. How could they say that?
Right.
But it's so prominently displayed in the Walmart stores that this is such, you know, they act like it's a big deal. And I was skeptical, and I was curious what you thought about
well,
it.
Well, Castrol makes a great quality oil also. Pennzoil, a lot of the companies out there do. But I've always been a fan of Mobil 1. It's always done me well. So that's the only thing that I can go by. Now, I also recommend the MOA BG oil additive, and I put that with all my oil changes. That really helps considerably with the protection of the inside of the engine and heat and also viscosity build up the whole bit. So I've been very happy with that also. So I would recommend that too.
Well, I do all my own oil changes, of course, doing them on, and sure. I'm doing them on schedule. And you can pick, I thought that was the end of it. But yeah. When I saw that ad, it was just...
Well, you can pick the MOA up at Dynamic Automotive, okay, in your area, right there in Mount Airy. You could not right in Mount Airy, but right around there. You can pick up the MOA from Dynamic and also install it yourself. So it doesn't have to be installed by a dealer. But it's a good product, and I do recommend it with every oil change.
Yes, I'm not far from Liberty Town.
Good. So that would work out great.
Pick it up there.
Yep, yes, sir. They have it.
All right. Well, thank you for your feedback on it.
My pleasure. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're going to be taking a break in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. Every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Great to be with you. Look forward to talking to you in just a few moments at 866-96 Talk Cars.
Got me a deuce and a quarter, baby. She will ride you right. Pick you up about 9:30. We can ride all night.
There of who shot twice. That poor guy. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. 10 to 11, Free Talk 930, WFMD. Let's get on the air right now. Let's talk. Let's see. We got Craig Shipp from Frederick.com is on the air. Good morning, Mr. Craig. How you doing?
Hey, there we go. Finally got you.
All right. I don't know what was going on. I've got Jose on hold right now, and I don't know what's going on, but we got you here. So let's talk, mister. What's going on?
Do you want to talk about the events?
Sure.
Okay, so we've got the Santa and Friends breakfast at Adventure Park on December 14. You know, Santa time is right around the corner here.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We've got brunch with Santa at Searsville Mansion on the 15th. So you can have a breakfast on the 14th and a brunch on the 15th. There you go. And then
good. That Santa guy gets around.
We've got some New Year's Eve things. We've got a thing at the Little Gym at 11 a.m. on December 31st. Then we've got a family New Year's celebration at Adventure Park on the 31st, and that's at 9 p.m.
Okay.
And then we've got a New Year's Eve celebration at JoJo's downtown. They'll have great entertainment there. So there you go. We got a lot of things coming up for the holidays.
And, you know, we kind of glossed over it, but a family thing to do on New Year's Eve evening is not common. You don't find
That's
too many
right.
things. So if you really want to spend some time with the kids, have a good time, let them loose and have some games to play on and some rides to go on, that's going to be a great night.
That's right, and I'm sure they'll have their characters, you know, they're dressed up in their character outfits and all that. It'll be a lot of fun at Adventure Park. That starts at 9 p.m. on the 31st. So
right, and you don't have to worry about...
A lot of opportunity.
You don't have to worry about alcohol use there at all, so that's a good thing. Yep.
That's right. Well, they are getting a license to be able to sell some of that, but yeah, no, okay. It's not going to be part of this, you know, the whole family thing is great. So
good.
Absolutely. Check them out. And I've got these events right off of Facebook.com/Frederick County.
That sounds good, Craig. Appreciate you joining us, buddy. Have yourself a blessed day and hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, great show. Thanks for doing it every week, Dave.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. We say goodbye to Craig, and we say hello to Jose Bueso from Dynamic Automotive. Good morning, Jose.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hope you and the staff and everybody in the family had a great Thanksgiving.
It was fantastic, yes. The whole family got together at my sister's house. We ate a whole lot and laughed a whole lot. It was a riot.
Very good. Watched a little bit of football on TV, tried to stay away from the sink and the dishes. You did a good job, absolutely.
I've got Todd with me today, too.
I hear that. Hey, Todd, good morning to you, sir.
How you doing today, Dave?
I'm doing great. I'm telling you, the launching of that boat was so neat to see on Facebook and the pictures. That was a lot of fun, I bet.
That was a lot of fun. We had a good time doing it. The weather was rather cool, so you didn't overheat or anything.
Right.
Boy, I'll tell you, the guys in the water, that water they couldn't have been much more than 40 degrees.
They're out of their mind. I don't care what you're wearing. Just ran through me right there, I'm telling you.
Those boats took 5 to 8 anchors each, so those guys in the water were placing those anchors down. Believe it or not, when the winds kick up, they really do affect those boats.
And,
you know, they really don't have true sails, but some of them have been known to heel over and sink.
Now, excuse my ignorance, but are the boats still in the water now, or they were just there for that day?
Nope, they're going to be on the water till February, and then they get yanked out.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. I am impressed. Well, good job, guys. Good job.
And thank you. It was a lot of fun.
And it is for charity, so that's a great thing also.
It is. Yeah.
Very good.
So we'll be raising some money.
All right, so what's going on in the Dynamic Automotive world? How's the new building? We're almost close, aren't we?
Yes, we have a base coat of asphalt down. All the doors are on. It's a lockable building. It really looks like something now. So we're coming down the home stretch. And Lee posts almost every day on Facebook. He's got a new video. The sod was put in just this week, so it really does look like it's almost complete.
I've got to look him up because I don't think I am a friend with him on Facebook, even though I'm a friend with him in real life. But I've got to get a friend of him on Facebook so I can see those. That'd be great.
Yeah, it's really pretty cool. He does a good job.
Okay, and his name is Lee Foreman. So if anybody would like to get a friend with him, I'm sure he'd be more than happy to add you to the list and get a chance to see all the updates on the new building. Of course, it's going to be right across the street from your old shop, which is fantastic because that way you're going to expand from 2 bays to 8 bays.
Right. Yeah. We'll be redirecting all of our customers over to the new building. I think everyone's going to really like that building.
Oh, I'm sure. No doubt about it. Mr. Todd, what's going on at the Liberty Town location?
Oh, we've been playing catch up here. Close down one day and then try to squeeze it all in, and it's hard to do, that's for sure, especially with a travel week when people were going out of town. So I think we're past that point now, and we've kind of turned the corner and looking forward to next week now.
Sounds good. Well, Christmas time's coming. There'll be a lot of people taking trips for the holidays also, getting their cars in shape. And, of course, the main things is a safety inspection would be a great idea. Get people into the shop. People think automatically because of a safety inspection that you're going to try to sell them something. But the good news is you guys do safety inspections all the time where people's cars are in great shape and you say, good deal, and send them out the door.
Yes, absolutely. With every oil change, we're doing a safety inspection on that vehicle to alert people, hey, this is what's going on with your vehicle. And really, most of the times with vehicles today, I hear Todd telling them, hey, you're looking good.
Yeah. I mean, maintenance is a lot less. Tires are the most important thing to take a physical look at, to see what kind of condition they're in. And you go over the vehicle. A lot of times these vehicles are ready to go.
Yeah,
absolutely right. Absolutely right. And, now we're getting into the snow season here. So, we're going to be looking at the tires, making sure that you're going to have good traction through the wintertime. So that's one of the other things we're going to be looking at. And, I think we're getting ready to have a little wintry mix here over the next day or so. So, You know, now more important than ever is to make sure that car's ready to go.
Well, some of us are. I'll be watching the Ravens game from the pool.
But that's that's good. Go Ravens, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, Jose, we have about 3 minutes, if you'll be so kind. Give us information on the four locations of Dynamic Automotive.
Okie dokie. So if you're in the Liberty Town area and you need service or repair, give Todd and I a call at 301-694-6250. We are open 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, 8 to 3 on Saturday. Same thing with Newmarket. Give them a call. They've got the same hours of operation. Their phone number is 301-694-5460. You'll talk to my partner, Lee, or you'll talk to Sarah at that location, and they're well-suited to take care of your automotive needs. Our largest location is right off of 270 in beautiful Urbana, and that shop boasts a 4-bay quick lube facility, a 9-bay repair shop, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash. Give them a call at 301-874-8833. They can handle all of your needs there. That's our one-stop shop. They even do detailing at that shop. Also, our fourth location, which is located right off of Route 15, that's where Big Bobby Allen does all of the repairs on automobiles and trucks. He specializes in Jeep modifications also. You can reach Big Bobby Allen at 301-662-3300. Their hours of operation are 7 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And if you mention Dave Serio or the show, You Ought to Know, you will get 10% off on parts and labor for any repair or service you have done. Just mention Dave Serio and the show, You Ought to Know, and you'll get that 10% discount. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Jose. Want to remind everybody also, we got a number of recalls this week, about five of them out there. It's too numerous to mention at this particular point, but if you want to go to my website, DaveSerio.com, and go to the newsroom, you'll see these are on there, and some really important recalls that have come out from a lot of different brands, so make your way over. Guys, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the show. Dynamic Automotive is doing very well. We appreciate that because you guys treat the public extremely well, and good, honest work, and, of course, a BG dealer. So BG services are very popular right now. Got to get people in there for them, for their coolant, for their transmission fluid, and a lot more. So glad to have you guys here today.
Hey, thank you very much, Dave. We're having a blast talking to you.
Okay. Have yourself a good one, and we'll talk to you next week. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, appreciate the guys from Dynamic Automotive doing a great job. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to talking to you next week. You've been listening to You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.